Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
The discouragement, you can't see the stress that nobody knows about. You haven't told anybody, maybe not even your spouse, about the doctor's report that came that said you're on the edge of your high blood pressure and whatever else it may be. And if the enemy hits me one more time, if somebody, wait a minute, it don't even take the enemy. If somebody says one more word to me, I know you can't say that because you're all spiritual. Please adjust your halo. Everything will be all right in the morning. You need to understand when the enemy attacks, God will act. Are you his child? Then he's got you covered. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's got you covered. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he didn't say that he wouldn't form the weapon. He just said no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. When your enemy is talking to you, talk back. Don't remain silent. This is a problem in the time we're in. On that Friday night of Fearless, when I saw all these young people around this altar, and all of them were standing there, and we've now created a mechanism where everybody on the stage does the worship, and people stand in the pews and just hold their hands and keep their mouth shut. And the Holy Spirit said to me right over there, it's the silence of the lambs. Now I want to stifle their throats. I want to close their throats out. I want them not to be able to open their mouth. But I say right now, it's time for the church to rise up and let your voice be heard. Come on, somebody, and shout unto God this morning. Don't let the enemy have the last word in your life. You got the diagnosis of cancer? Don't let the enemy have the last word. Don't let the court have the last word. Don't let the bailiff have the last word. Don't let the enemy, whoever it is, whatever it is, have the last word. You got to talk back to the devil and tell him where you stand. David said, many are those that are rising up against me. And then he said, Selah. Selah is a word that means take a pause, think about it. Sometimes I got to think about what I'm going through. Because I know me. I'll keep going and going and going and wear right on down to the ground and wonder what happened when in fact the enemy was waiting for me to get weak enough. So I got to back off and think about it. And with this past week, me not being able to speak above a whisper, I had a lot of time to think about it. Why are y'all laughing up here? I found they, huh? Here they are, right here in the building. Think about things. Open my eyes, God, and let me see the real battle here. Open my eyes and let me see. It's not my spouse and it's not my job. Oh, I see now. The cover has been pulled back. This is an attack from hell upon my life. I'm going to tell you, and I'm hurrying here. I got to get out of here. I know you do too because you're hungry and all that. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty hungry. Y'all want to just close it down? Let's go eat right now. Carnal people cannot see spiritual things. And the more that we're walking and living in this world we're in right now, there is more carnality and human ability and thrust and stress and all that's going on, and people can't see because they're not spiritual. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody spiritual things and all they have are carnal thoughts? All they had was just thoughts about, oh, this is going to be so bad. I wonder what's going to happen. Hey, child of God, have you read the book? I know they're rioting in the streets. I know there's murder and mayhem and violence. I know that there's fire and flood. I know that there's earthquakes and all that's going on. Jesus said it would be. But when it gets down to the end, he said, my church is going to be built upon a rock, and I'm going to snatch you out of here. Have you forgotten the word of the Lord? Away with this carnal thinking. You better start thinking spiritual. David was not on the throne because David said, I'll take it. David was appointed, watch this. David was anointed and appointed by God. Now, friends, when the enemy tries to take your position, and he is not anointed for that position to take it, or anybody else for that matter, God said, don't worry about your position. I got you covered. You better hear what I'm saying. Saul was commanded by God to go down and kill Agag and everything with him, kill everything, slaughter it all, because we don't want any sin to contaminate. And old Saul kept a few things back for himself, kept him some cows and some sheep, and he even kept the king. Him and the king got along wonderfully. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? This is a man that was anointed by God, and now he's doing an end run on God. Said, well, we just keep the good stuff. And when Samuel shows up, the prophet of God, he said, have you done what I told you to do? And Saul, being a liar, he went ahead and lied. He said, oh, yes, I've done everything the Lord. And all of a sudden, out of the backwoods back over there, and the prophet of God says, if you've done everything I've told you to do, why am I still hearing sheep and cow noises? But I gave it all. I did it all. Oh, no, no, no. He said, listen, today God is ripped the kingdom from you, Saul. And God, oh my God, God already had another man by the name of David who had been out there with the sheep singing love songs, and the anointing of God came upon him with Samuel tipped over that horn of oil, and it was yet a few years before he would ascend the throne. But God snatched the anointing from this one and gave it to David. I've chosen you. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying everybody out here who's got the mark of the blood of Jesus Christ upon your life has been chosen for such a time as this. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Look at your neighbor and tell him, surrounded by enemies, but God delivers. He said, but thou, O Lord, he said, I thought about this thing, Selah. Look at somebody, tell them, Selah. Well, if you really want to mess up some carnal-minded heathen people out there, just look at them in the face while you're driving down the road and they're giving you that one-finger salute. Just say, Selah. Try it on for size. Look at your neighbor and tell them, Selah. Be still and think about it. David thought about it for a little while, and he said, you know what? But thou... Don't let me rush this. But is a conjunction word that means this. It means whatever has been going on before this word is going to be changed on the other side of this word. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Now, this is the good part right here, so I'm about to run home right now. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Now, you don't need a shield if you're not fighting a devil. But you need a shield, the shield of faith, to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. And rest assured, you don't put that shield up after God blesses your life and supplies your life, and you think you got it going on the downhill track. I came to tell you, I need the shield when I'm blessed, and I need the shield when I don't feel blessed. I need the shield in the morning, and I need the shield in the afternoon. Somebody needs to pick up the shield today and say, oh Lord, thou art a shield for me. You didn't let me come this far to kill me. You're a shield for me. This literally means he's got me covered on every side. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's got you covered. The Lord is your shield. I didn't say your wife is your shield. I didn't say your boss is your shield. Your pastor is not your shield. It is the Lord that is your shield. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. And David breaks out and says, you're not only the shield, but I remember what you said you were at the beginning to Abraham. Genesis 15. God commanded and said to Abraham, I will be your shield and your great reward. I think you missed what I said. God said, I didn't say your neighbor said. I didn't say somebody who told me said. God said, who makes a promise and keeps it to 1,000 generations. God said, I am, Abraham, your shield and your great reward. So if you're looking for a blessing, if you're looking for protection, don't look to the left or the right this morning. Look up. The Lord is my shield and my great reward. No matter how much God blesses you, I've watched this too many times in this ministry. I had one man came to me years ago. He said, pray for me. I'm broke. I'm trying to get things together. I mean, he was a successful individual, but he was cast down. He was broken. He said, pray for me that I can be able to get some finances, take care of my family. I said, well, that sounds good. We prayed. And the more God blessed him, he started here. And then he started missing a few weeks. Then he started looking around, and next thing you know, his wallet was too full for him to come to church. I just came to tell you, don't come to me and ask me to pray for the blessing of the Lord upon your life. A, if you're not tithing, and B, if you're going to leave and walk out and act like you got that. I came to tell you, it was the Lord who has blessed you. You are my shield. Whatever you do, when the blessings of the Lord come into your life, you need to draw nearer to God. You better hear me. You better draw nearer to God. The Bible said, thou art my shield and the glory. You are my glory. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you, there's been more darts shot at you than what you think. You thought it was coming from this side and it was coming from this side. But I submit to you today, if you really could see how many darts that the enemy had thrown at you just this week, you would realize that the Lord has put up a shield, and I will give him the glory and all of the honor. He shot at my finances, but I put my tithes in and canceled his assignment. He shot at my children, but I laid them out on the floor and began to pray one for another. He shot at my business, but I said, Lord, you own it all. Here it is. You shot at the pulpit, but I said, I'm going to keep on preaching with a voice or without a voice.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Paceassembly.org. revive.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.